You're so adorable. You know that. I honestly didn't even know that you could be cuter in your sleep, but somehow you know how to make that possible too. It's so amazing how you make me feel, baby. You always say the best thing. And give me nothing but love, and I don't even know how I could possibly deserve this. Deserve you. I know that you can't hear me, and I know I probably sound so stupid. I'm like talking to myself. But I don't care. I just wish I knew how to put this into better words when you're awake, but I can't. There are so many things I could say to you, but I know it would never be enough, baby. You deserve nothing less than the world, and it's more than what I could give. But you're with me anyway, and I'll make sure that you're getting the best I can. You're actually making little mumbles in your sleep. It's so adorable. Especially with that cute smile on your face like you do. I wonder if you're dreaming about me. About us. I would look into your brain if I could. Just to share that same joy. What was that, baby? I know you want to say it again, so go ahead. I'm listening. Huh? That's not... Who are you mumbling about? That's not me. Why are you saying someone else's name while you're smiling like that? You don't usually. Is there someone else? If there is, you would tell me about it, right? You would let me know if someone was trying to take you away from me. Oh, what? What are you saying? Babe. Baby, can you wake up, please? I know you were probably having a good dream, but I really need to talk to you right now. Hey, there you are. I'm sorry. I know you must be really tired. I didn't want to interrupt your dream because it seemed really nice, but I was also a little worried about something. I know this might come off as weird, but sometimes I accidentally wake up in the middle of the night and I end up seeing you, while you're sleeping. I mean, it's super cute and adorable, so it's hard not to want to see it sometimes if I'm awake, but because of that, I sometimes know the kind of faces that you make when you're asleep, so I can tell if you're having, like, a good or a bad dream. Yeah. Well, I know that you were having a good dream today, and it was one of those times where you, like, also talk a little bit in your sleep. Yeah, it's just that when you were talking today, you were saying some other girl's name with the smile on your face that you usually have toward me, which I'm sure I'm probably going crazy or something and it means nothing, right? Or is there actually another girl you know that's been trying to get with you? Well, you were muttering something about, like, a Jane, so it sounded a little weird when I heard it. Especially when you were smiling like you liked her. I know you're tired, so you may not remember the name right away, but do you remember what you were dreaming about? Like, anything that may have stood out that doesn't usually... You don't have to say that to try and spare my feelings. You know I can take it if there... Like, if there's actually something going on. It's not that I don't trust you. I don't trust whoever that is. I don't trust her. She could be trying to take you away from me, and... But, I mean... I know that it's not the kind of love that we have. If it's something, if it's like a weird fling, then she could just be looking at you for your body. A lot of people that try and seduce you are only there because they see what we are in their future. They see, like, infatuation before who you actually are. I mean, well, yeah, I might be concerned about it. I don't want you to go and get yourself hurt if this girl is just like a pretty face with no future. And I know that it's not a fun time. I know because I've been there, and I mean, you don't deserve that happening to you. A little confusing. Maybe I'm like overthinking it. Which is why I at least want to know who she is so I can. Is it because you're tired? I just don't know where the name would come from in your sleep if you don't know a Jane. Is it because you think I'd get jealous? I know I have in the past, but I can promise I'll try not to do that this time. I don't want to be jealous. I just want to know who she is. Who is Jane? It can't be that big of a secret, can it? Are you sure? I know I sound weird. And it's not that I'm afraid of not being enough, but I don't know what's going on in your head. There's really no one else? Or was it actually just a name you thought of in your head? What was the dream even about? A restaurant. Like you were taking her out on a date? Why would you be? Oh, so I'm guessing you were, like, saying her name to call her back? Or to, like, ask her a question about the food? Why didn't you tell me earlier? Yeah, but the interrogation can be fun sometimes, you know? Yeah, sorry. I guess I should have given you time to remember what the dream was first. But are you sure you don't know anyone else with that name? Especially not someone that's, like, super cute with cuter hair and, like, a nicer smile. Because if someone's trying to walk up to my partner and take you away from me, that... It's just hard not to think about what they might do to you. I love you too much. I don't want anyone else. wants to try and take you away from me. Someone that doesn't deserve you. We're perfect together, aren't we, baby? Can you promise me that instead, that there really is no one else but me? Then that's all I could have asked for. Because you're nothing but amazing to me. And if I ever start to screw that up, then you have to tell me, like, right away. Of course I will, but I doubt you can do anything to get there with me. We've been with each other long enough that I know most of your sides and your reactions to quite a bit of things, as I'm sure you know. Which means I have so much dirt on you if you ever made me upset. Yeah, of course. I go and spread it to everyone I know. And they'd all block you on social media that you don't even use. It'll be a social nightmare that you'll never recover from. You know I'd never do that to you. I love you too much. Then I'll believe your promise that there really is no one else. But that restaurant better have been good if you were remembering waitresses by name. And even more so if you were taking me out to dinner there. Well, will you ever take me to this best restaurant ever? Sure you will. I doubt you even know what the name of that place was. Yeah, because it probably doesn't exist, idiot. But you need to go back and get some sleep again. I'm sorry for waking you up and keeping you with my nonsense. I know. But I still feel stupid about being worried over nothing. It's just that I didn't want to lose you over Jane. No, it's not a bad name. I just know she might try and see if she could hold a candle to me. Which I know that no one else ever could, right? Alright, baby. A good rest. I'm gonna try and sleep too. So, good night, my love.